KCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. At least five people have been killed so far from a winter wallop in several states. The snow and cold weather is even hitting Texas. Erica Borrego is with a nonprofit helping people find places to get inside in the warmth.
We have outreach workers in the field, in-reach workers at the shelters. We are all handing out warm weather gear. We are all providing resources for people that might make the choice to stay in place.
The cold snap is affecting flying, too. Kathleen Bangs is with the flight tracking company FlightAware.
What we saw were over 4,000 flights canceled Sunday and Monday, and delayed flights almost up to 20,000.
The president heads to New Orleans to mourn the 14 killed in a truck attack.
President Biden attended an interfaith prayer service in New Orleans in support of the several dozen who were killed or hurt in the attack on Bourbon Street.
I know events like this are hard, and the shock and pain is still so very raw.
The president also met with first responders, family members of those who were killed, and survivors, and laid flowers at a memorial where the attack unfolded. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Congress convened to count the votes of the Electoral College and formally cement President-elect Donald Trump's victory in the 2024 presidential election. As our Robert Costa reports, Vice President Kamala Harris, who lost against Trump, presided.
This was a bitterly fought election at many turns. But here is J.D. Vance, Kamala Harris, allies of both of these campaigns, mingling in the place they all convene to conduct the business of the people.
A New York judge has denied what's possibly the last attempt by Trump to delay sentencing in his election interference case. It's set for Friday, as CBS's Katrina Kaufman reports.
Judge Juan Merchan has now said that he is denying Trump's request to stay the sentencing, now set for January 10th in the morning. But Trump has made it clear that he is going to use every avenue possible, per usual, to try and prevent the sentencing from happening.
He was convicted on 34 felony counts. California has a new plan for its high-speed rail, connecting it to Vegas.
This is not just a transportation project. This is a transformation project.
Governor Gavin Newsom says three rail systems will pave the way for locals to travel from Northern California through Central Valley to Southern California, as well as to Las Vegas. They hope to have it done by 2033. This just in, at least 32 people are dead after a strong earthquake in western China near Nepal. Dozens more have been injured. The magnitude 7.1 quake struck in the Tibet region. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at bullfallsradio.com.
Christian Watson lost for the season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL and did other damage to his left knee in Sunday's game against the Bears.
Yeah, it's not good. He'll be out for the season or the rest of the year.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how much of a loss Watson will be for the Packers offense heading into Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles, kickoff at 3:30.
Yeah, it's a big-time loss. Just his presence on the field alone. He's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him around the league. And I hurt for him just because I know how much he's put into this thing. It's an unfortunate part of our game. But like I told him, I know he'll attack it the right way.
NBA, the Bucks are in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. A recap coming up later tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do Humble, but today, I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono was the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up a bit in the overnight with light northwest winds, temperatures dropping to the mid-single digits. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 20s in the afternoon. And again, our winds will remain light out of the northwest. It's 12 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Tim Dennis, host of the Darkness Radio podcast, joins the show. Then we talk about the Milwaukee comedy scene with comedy sports head coach Mike Kauf. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
USA.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program in this brand new year. And some fascinating stuff in the news. Rex Hupke, wrote a fascinating piece over USA Today that I wish the media would, kind of adopt or pick up. Somehow they just seem so committed to embracing and perpetuating stupidity. The headline actually is, as Trump's election is certified, Americans should declare war on stupidity. And he also points out that stupidity, at least public stupidity, should be embarrassing. He talked about, Trump and how he writes, Trump exists in our political sphere because he persuaded people to forget the simple fact that the best thing sensible Americans who oppose him and MAGA leadership can do is to remember that stupidity should be embarrassing. He somehow turned dunderheads like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, and of course himself, into people who get taken seriously. Again, this is Rex Hupke writing this. He says, following the New Orleans terrorist attack on New Year's Day, Trump ranted about immigration when the suspect killed in the attack was a U.S. citizen. That was stupid and unhelpful, and it should be deeply embarrassing. But Trump was not embarrassed by it. Republicans were not embarrassed by it. In fact, they all went out and they repeated this lie. And then after it was exposed as a lie, once on Trump on Fox News, we started calling it Trump News, they continued to promote the lie. Marjorie Taylor Greene, when she was talking about Jewish space lasers, that, for in any other normal country or part of history, that would be the end of somebody's political career. But no, she's fine. Well, he writes, when Kennedy encourages people to drink bacteria-laden raw milk, he should be laughed out of the country. Instead, Trump has picked him to lead the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which is utterly stupid and should be profoundly embarrassing for Trump. He says, he does it without shame. And Hupke says, and that last bit, that's the problem, without shame. Shame is what keeps us in check, or at least it should, and it certainly used to. And he goes on to say, if we tolerate stupidity in the public sphere, it's going to flourish everywhere else. He says, how else can you explain politicians supporting a convicted felon and an inveterate liar, a man found liable of sexual abuse for a third time? He says, it should be embarrassing, and it wasn't. And just, is begging Americans to stop giving stupid elected officials a pass, Tommy Tuberville. He says, we didn't coddle our kids when they spewed nonsense or said the truth is irrelevant. We corrected them. We should be mocking stupidity at every turn. Yeah, I kind of like that. Meanwhile, Judge Juan Merchan has Mueller, she wrote, is over at MuellerSheWrote.com, writing he's a guardian of justice. On Friday, he's going to sentence Donald Trump. Now, he's not going to get any jail time. And the rationale that Mershon is using, or part of the rationale, is that Trump is entitled to appeal his conviction, but you can't appeal a conviction until after you've been sentenced. And so, you know, once he's sentenced, he can go out and appeal. But when he's sentenced on the 9th, you know, on the, Friday this week, 9th or 10th, whatever day Friday is, he will then be sworn into office on the 20th as America's first convicted felon president. Convicted of, you know, tax fraud, of fraud against the United States government. And the other thing that just blows my mind and constantly makes me crazy, I pointed this out in my Saturday report, is that our media never points out that what Trump was convicted of was attempting to steal an election. He paid off Stormy Daniels because, by his own admission, he believed that if the American public knew that he had been sleeping with a porn star and a Playboy bunny, he paid off Karen McDougal as well, that if the American public knew that, that they wouldn't have elected him over Hillary Clinton. It would have given Hillary Clinton a little bit of a boost, and then he won in a squeaker. So what he was convicted of was basically stealing an election by preventing the public from knowing the truth about his actions prior to the election. I mean, that was the conviction. And, you know, where is the media pointing this out? That, you know, that Trump was convicted of trying to steal an election. Anyhow, his opinion, he says, as indicated above, the defendant has been found guilty on 34 felony counts. The significance of the fact that the verdict was handed down by a unanimous jury of 12 of defendant's peers after trial cannot possibly be overstated. Indeed, the sanctity of a jury verdict and the deference that must be accorded to it is a bedrock principle in our nation's jurisprudence. And then, you know, Trump made a whole bunch of, you know, complaints, whiny little complaints about, you know, that there was a politically motivated targeting of Trump, and that Judge Mershon leaked information illegally, that he tainted the jury pool, that he made misrepresentations, he suborned perjury, blah-de-blah-de-blah. And Mershon takes all of those, he acknowledges all of those charges, those allegations against him and the court and the prosecutors, and then basically says, nah, sorry. Finding no legal impediment to sentencing and recognizing the presidential immunity will likely attach once defendant takes his oath of office, it is incumbent upon this court to set this matter down for the imposition of sentence prior to January 20. This court must sentence defendant within a reasonable time following verdict, and defendant must be permitted to avail himself of every available appeal, a path he has made clear he intends to pursue, but which only becomes fully available upon sentencing. Now, that's the sentence, no pun intended, in the sentence, or in the predicate of the sentence, that I think is going to make it really hard for Donald Trump to stop the sentencing, because he's right now his lawyers are going to the appeals court. I believe that would be the, I'm not sure what the appeals court is called in New York, because Judge Mershon is, I believe, a member of what's called the Supreme Court. It's a confusing. I don't understand the legal system in New York State, but anyhow, the highest court in the state. You know, Trump is appealing right now and saying, he shouldn't be allowed to sentence me, because I'm going to appeal this. Well, sorry, you can't appeal it until you've been sentenced. And so, you know. We'll see how it plays out, but I think this is kind of cool. And finally, and then I'll pick up your calls here, Alan Dershowitz, remember him? You know, the guy who claimed that when he visited Jeffrey Epstein's you know, rape island that he only got massages from those teenage girls, as I recall. Came out on Newsmax this week and said that Sean Combs, Diddy Combs, should be released from jail because he's rich. Seriously. No, I'm not exaggerating or making this up. These are Alan Dershowitz's exact words. Quote, he's talking about Diddy, has the resources to afford to have armed guards surround his apartment or house 24/7, and a person is presumed innocent, you know, until proven guilty. He said, sure, that means that rich people get to do things. See what he's saying is, because this guy can put his own security around his house to keep him in, to make sure he doesn't escape or fly to France or something, that, you know, we should let him out, right? He says, sure, that means, this is Dershowitz, sure, that means that rich people get to do things that people who are less rich don't get to do, but you don't punish the wealthy because not everybody can afford it. Say, what? He said, but you don't take it away from somebody just because he has the resources to afford to have armed guards around his house that would absolutely prevent him from in any way committing crimes or escaping. Well, first of all, you know, the logic of this is just bizarre. Yes, I'm going to put armed guards around my own house to prevent me from escaping. And they're not going to do, you know, I'm going to tell them, don't let me escape. I mean, what am I missing here? This just seems nuts. But, you know, I you know, it's, what can you say? It's Alan Dershowitz, so. Anyhow, it's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. And we will be right back with more of our program here in this brand new year, this 2025. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with your calls. Stick around, 16 minutes past the hour. Interested in a commercial-free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program? You can find it over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan, SelectQuote, they shop, you save. It's true. Get the right life insurance for you at for less at selectquote.com/Tom. That's selectquote.com/Tom to get started. That's selectquote.com/THOM.
Fill the air with peace and calm. No tree was harmed, we let the forest.
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. John in North Chelmford, Massachusetts. Hey, John, thanks for listening to WCAP. What's up?
Hey, Tom. this has to do with... It's a little arcane. I think I...
Voices of the people. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Fred in Altamont Springs, Florida. Hey, Fred, what's up?
Tom, yeah, I have a question about when the 6th insurrection. When I argue with my friends and relatives and saying there was insurrection, they always say, oh, no, they were peacefully protesting. They always say that police officer opened the door and let them in. And I know there's a lot more to it, but I wonder if you can give me a take on how to explain to them that was just a small part of that insurrection.
Well, first of all, there was no police officer who opened a door. There was a police officer who moved a barricade. But to the best of my knowledge, there were no cops who opened doors, number one. Number two, many of these people actually, it turns out, were armed, including with guns and knives. Number three, they did attempt to kill the vice president of the United States. Number four, they crapped on the floor, peed on the walls, defaced paintings, ripped up papers, went through, you know, top secret stuff and stole things. Number four, they beat so many police officers within an inch of their lives that 173 of them or 174 of them ended up in the hospital. One of them lost a finger, another lost an eye. Several of them, many of them, are permanently disabled as a result of their injuries, several major back injuries, for example. Michael Fanone was tased so many times in the back of the neck that he suffered a heart attack. His heart stopped beating. How could you say this was not violent? I mean, you'd have to be a complete idiot.
Oh, no, not me. Not me. I know somebody who was there, and he was not one of the bad guys. You know, he worked for one of the members of Congress that I knew.
Yeah.
And it was It was terrible. That was his first day there. He usually worked in the office in the Lando area here, and then now his first day up in D.C. was January 6th.
Yeah, somebody tried to say that to me. I just say, "Are you bleeping me? I mean, are you kidding me? what kind of BS have you been assuming?"
They're brainwashed at this time. Yeah,
it's a cult.
It's
a friggin' cult.
I mean, and they're some of my relatives and friends. You know, Anyway, I'm just about finished your new book, and I appreciate that too. And always, as always, thanks for supporting unions, Tom. I really appreciate you.
Always, Fred. Thanks a lot for the call, Julie in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Hey, Julie, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. I woke up this morning with a little bit of a sense of dread, having reached January 6th 4 years later. And marveling at how my fellow Americans could reelect someone like this to office. Yeah. But there was one bright spot in the news, and you already brought it up in the previous hour, and that was the signing of the Social Security Fairness Act by Joe Biden.
Yes, yesterday. Yep.
And I just wanted
reversing
to expand
Reagan's effort to screw federal employees, basically.
Yes, and I just want to tell my quick story about how that affected me. Because I am exactly one of those people who worked at jobs until I was about 35 or 6, where I paid into Social Security, took a few years off work, and then took a job as a teacher in the state of California, where I live now, where I did not pay into Social Security, only to learn some years down the road that I was going to lose most of the Social Security that I was entitled to, having worked and paid into the program. Right. Now, mind you, I was 40 years old when I became a California teacher, and I had to begin building my pension at age 40.
Wow.
Which is almost mid-career for most people.
Sure.
So having the opportunity to go on the website of CalSTRS and, you know, do the estimator and figure out what kind of benefit that I could look forward to if I worked X number of years or Y number of years, at the end of the day, I taught school until this past June, and I retired at the age of 72. Not because I think it's wonderful to teach school until you're 72, but because I literally had to stay in the job that many years to build up enough of a pension that I felt I could afford to sustain a standard of living in the home that I have, etc.
Right.
Because I stood to lose at least $1,000 a month from there were actually two laws that were passed at the time of Reagan that took away the majority of my Social Security. So, happy note.
Indeed.
Good news today. Thank you for sharing that. And it's having a real impact on my life, and I'm celebrating that. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you and 2.5 million other teachers and police officers and firefighters that Ronald Reagan just gratuitously screwed, you know, because he had to pay for his tax cuts for billionaires. Thank you, Julie. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS. How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Online right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
CBS News Brief. Much of the U.S. is being blasted by ice, snow, and wind as a polar vortex that dips south over the weekend is keeping an area stretching from the Rocky Mountains to the coast of Maine in its grip. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano on what's coming.
The Nexus coming into Texas on Thursday. Dallas may get a little bit of snow with this. Little Rock back into Nashville. Louisville, more snow heading towards Ohio on Friday. Then where it goes from there, we're not quite sure yet.
President Biden told mourners in New Orleans that they are not alone as he paid tribute to victims of last week's attack that killed 14 over New Year's.
Whether it's in the form of this attack, from this attack, or hurricanes or superstorms, this city and its people get back up.
Vice President Harris.
The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes.
Certifying the 2024 election. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over $8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Christian Watson lost for the season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL and did other damage to his left knee in Sunday's game against the Bears.
Yeah, it's not good. He'll be out for the season or the rest of the year.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on how much of a loss Watson will be for the Packers offense heading into Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles, kickoff at 3:30.
Yeah, it's a big-time loss. Just his presence on the field alone. He's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him around the league. And I hurt for him just because I know how much he's put into this thing. It's an unfortunate part of our game. But like I told him, I know he'll attack it the right way.
NBA, the Bucks are in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. A recap coming up later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thick it up a bit in the overnight with light northwest winds. Temperatures dropping to the mid single digits. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 20s in the afternoon, and again, our winds will remain light out of the northwest. Right now, it's 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Civic Media's own Luke Mathers will be in with a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester and your calls. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Kevin in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
How you doing? Hey, listen, the Social Security Fairness Act, I think, is the two Santa Claus theory kind of in disguise kind of thing.
How so?
I think the Republicans who sponsored this bill, they want to privatize the Social Security money.
Sure.
And, you know, the Democrats, we'd like to protect, you know, our elderly poverty prevention program. And... there was a competing bill that actually was a fairness one, would actually look at their total income, but, you know, their total benefits based on their government pension and the Social Security pension, and would factor all their, like that one lady's part-time or Social Security money, would factor all that in, right, as opposed to just getting rid of it. There was a reason for the WEP and the GPO.
Oh, they were calling them double dippers. I mean, I remember the debate. But my take on it has always been that this was, you know, the Republicans hate federal unionized employees. And it's the, you know, it's the federal unions that negotiated these pensions.
Don't you? Why shouldn't everybody pay into Social Security?
Yeah, exactly. And not just pay into it, but also, you know, receive benefits from it.
And then there was one example that I saw, and you know, there was a competing bill, and it was actually I'm a liberal, but there was a thing on the Heritage Foundation that talked about an example of two couples, and one had like a firefighter who was on a government pension, and they could collect their pension, they never paid the Social Security, they could collect their pension and spousal Social Security,
right,
versus the other couple. Even though the firefighter paid into Social Security, they only either got their Social Security or half, or their spousal one.
Isn't it amazing how the Heritage Foundation and these wealthy, you know, mostly billionaire, certainly billionaire funded Republicans, love to make, you know, people who earn, you know, are in retirement, you know, they're pulling down $40,000-$50,000 a year. Hate people who are making $80,000 or $90,000 a year. It's basically, it's turning the middle class against the upper middle class, or turning the lower class against the middle class. I mean, this class warfare, this divide and conquer that Heritage and Republicans and right wingers have been promoting all these years. I don't give a damn if somebody makes a little bit more than I do in retirement. I've had some really, really good years in my life, and so I make more on Social Security than most people do. I think that's wrong. I think everybody should make, you know, whatever the maximum for Social Security is, regardless. I'm just astonished by their ability to do that. Kevin, thanks for the call. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary. Happy New Year. What's up?
Hello, Tom Hartman. Happy New Year to you and yours. Greed is no heart.
Indeed.
That's a,
never right. did, never will.
Well, frankly, not bragging, but me and you have figured this out a long time ago that's at the core.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the original sins. It's something that,
And I don't say that happily, believe me.
Yeah.
And after listening to you in your programs over the last 20 years, let me tell you, you don't, and all, you don't miss very, very much, hardly anything at all. But I did call to advance, this. The lesson, in my humble opinion, the lesson that, there's a lesson to be learned here, and so far we haven't learned it. And that is, if January 6th, to the American people who voted for this narcissist, is not a disqualifier, then you are the problem.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you, Gary. It's just astonishing to me that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, enough said. We're trotting.
Wishes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, we're walking over a path that we've walked over many, many times rhetorically, and
but this may be different. True.
So we'll see where
this
it goes.
This seems different to me.
How so?
Because it's a cult.
Oh well, yeah, and it has been since 2015, by and large. In fact, I would say that this is a cult that is founded in white supremacy, that goes back to the beginning of our republic, and even before that, talking politically, to the beginning of our republic, and has taken many different forms. It took the form of the Confederacy and the Civil War. It took the form of the Klan. It took the form of the John Birch Society. And now it's taken the form of MAGA. It's a cult that has always been with us, that keeps reinventing itself, and that keeps building alliances with other cults, like religious cults, like the right-wing evangelicals, to gain more and more political power. And my hope for this year is that this is the year that the spell of the cult is broken, that people wake up. But we'll see. Gary, always nice to hear from you. Happy New Year. Thanks for the call. Mark in Long Beach, California. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Happy New Year, and I'm so glad you had a great two-week holiday break in Australia to help ease the sad election results.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was wonderful.
I have a couple of quick points. I only call once a month, and I'll get right to it. I got an early birthday present from Biden yesterday under the windfall elimination, because I was a substitute teacher 42 years. Mm. So instead of getting 40%, I'll now get 100%.
That's great.
However,
Social Security, yeah.
I did want to clue your audience into something. On March 3rd of 1983, there was a congressman, I don't know if you remember him, his name was Dan Rostenkowski.
I remember Dan Rostenkowski from Illinois.
Yes. You are exactly right. He sponsored and he introduced the windfall elimination provision on March 3rd. It was signed by Reagan on April 20th of 83. It passed on a bipartisan vote in the House, 282 to 148. And in the Senate, it passed 88 to 9. So even though Reagan did sign it, the reason why we had that legislation was because of Dan Rostenkowski. And I don't think your audience knows that, but I just thought I'd clue them in.
So what did that? I remember the legislation's name. I don't remember what it did.
Yeah. Well, he's the culprit, Dan Rostenkowski, and Reagan went along with it and signed it.
Oh, was this? This was the bill that said, sorry, teachers, you don't get Social Security?
Exactly. And I have it on Google. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, I believe you.
And it passed 282 to 148 in the House.
Yeah.
And in the Senate, 88 to 9.
Yeah. So the Democrats' hands are dirty, too. I get it, Mark. There was a lot of people back in the 80s and even, through the 90s, who thought that Reagan was going to, there was brand new ideas and it was going to revitalize America. And, we had to reboot the country, and a lot of this had to do with, the recession, the serious recession and inflation that we had as a consequence of the Arab oil boycotts.
Now, my second point that I want to say, and then I got one quick question. And by the way, you have a very good memory, because I did not think you knew that Dan Rostenkowski was from Illinois, and you got that right on.
Well, I grew up in Michigan. He was just down the road,
Okay. Now, one quick point. I think it will be a long, long time, if ever, Tom, that the American people will ever see three consecutive presidents serving only a single term in office. I think you might agree with me on that. And my question is, Tom, would you like to see President Biden issue a preemptive pardon to all members of the January 6th committee? And if so, why?
Yeah, I would, just to eliminate the possibility of Trump, you know, pulling some kind of a stunt. And I believe Jamie Raskin has said he would accept such a pardon. So and if it wasn't Raskin, it was another member of the committee. At least one member of the committee has publicly said that they would accept such a pardon. So, yeah, okay. I think it would be a good idea. You know, it just closes the door.
And do you agree with me? It will be a long time before we ever see three consecutive presidents serving only a single term?
Probably. But we'll see. I mean, you know, I guess right now we've got a third. Well, arguably he's serving two terms. But, yeah, I get it. It's rare, Mark. You're right. Thanks for the call. 44 and a half minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
It is our 1-year anniversary here on Matt Nair on air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin.
for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Everyone gets busy at the holidays, and it's so wonderful having ShipStation here to take the chaos out of shipping and making it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation can save you hours of work. That means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping or fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. What are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. Plus, 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, S-H-I-P-Station.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. For the hour, welcome back. They got the calls here. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's up?
Hey, theoretical. Happy New Year. I hope you can hear me as cleanly as I can't hear you.
Oh, you sound fine.
I'm hearing you. It's fuzzy, but I can understand you. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in light of the fact that we're 2 weeks away from the four-year anniversary of that horrific inauguration speech and all the negative vibes and stuff, I'd like to introduce some sarcastic levity and a suggestion as to what we can call the GOP. So, it's simple. The GOP we should call the used car party because we've got a bunch of used car salesmen in Washington, D.C., along with a few centrist Democrats, I would say, but mostly it's on the right wing of the aisle. And in here in Texas, we have used car salesmen by the name of Texas senator, not Ted Cruz, but his buddy, the one who looks like
John Cornyn.
Walks and talks. That's right. He walks and talks like a used car salesman. I don't care if he tries to do kumbaya every once in a while. That's not good. Too little, too late.
Yeah.
So my sarcastic comment is that, what was it now? Damn. I told your screener, guy. Maybe it's on your...
He just said that you were calling with sarcastic humor. Sorry. Sorry, Pearson.
Oh, no. Maybe next time.
Yeah, make notes. Make notes. Pearson, thanks for the call. Happy New Year. May our all of our memories survive the next year. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Well, Happy New Year, Tom. Welcome
thanks,
back.
Back at you.
You were reading that article from the USA Today about stupidity.
Yeah.
And that clicked a thing in my brain. I remember seeing a thing on YouTube about a guy, a German, young German minister. His name was Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Oh, yeah.
And he was killed 2 weeks before his camp was liberated. But yep. While in camp, he wrote, I guess it's a fairly famous essay about, because he was trying to figure out how an educated country, his educated country of Germany, devolved into Nazism. And his theory was that stupidity was the most dangerous that stupidity was more dangerous than just being mean or malice.
Yeah.
Right. Because you could argue facts with people and change malice, but with stupidity there was nothing you could do. Yeah. And he also pointed out how stupidity it wasn't that, you know, didn't really correlate to one's educational level. You could be, you know, have a high education and still be really stupid. And I've called before. I have people in my life who are extremely intelligent who fell into the rabbit hole of, tinfoil hat theories. And anyway, but you could have a person with low education who would be extremely intelligent.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the guy's name is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. If you go on YouTube, there's like one of those stick drawing things of it that explains it a lot better than I'm doing right now. But article you were reading from almost sounded exactly what Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
That's interesting. I know what you're talking about. I've read Bonhoeffer. I didn't make the association. Thank you for that. That's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. It's almost exactly the same as what Bonhoeffer.
I know. I get it. I totally get it.
And I'll leave you with a quick Einstein quote.
Okay.
Einstein said, "I'm afraid of the day when technology passes humanity, because then we will have a generation of idiots."
Of idiots. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
We're on the verge.
He didn't mean that.
If we're not there.
You know, I'm coming across all these Einsteins. Not a lot, but some Einstein quotes that years ago I thought he was saying them as humorous.
Yeah.
And now I'm realizing he was not being humorous at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Dead serious.
Exactly, yeah. So. Ed, thanks for the call, and Happy New Year to you. Catherine in Portland. Hey, Catherine, what's up? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can now. What's on your mind today?
Thank you. My mother is Eskimo, Inupiaq, and my father is European. So I have two different thoughts that go in my head all the time. And we are, according to our Native American ways, we are responsible for seven generations. And as an individual at 85, what I've been trying to do is post little things to get people thinking, but I felt like we can do more than this. And I was thinking about acting as an individual society rather than coming together collectively and bringing our ideas together. We do a lot of complaining about this is going on and this is going on. I'm not going to listen to the news anymore. But my question is, how can we organize so that we can have a plan of action for individuals like myself who are even 85, I'm willing to do anything, but we need younger thinkers to come together and have some planned actions that we can start to have.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what I'm thinking about. If you had a program, maybe.
I think that the two things that we all need to be doing is, number one, identifying, or three things. Number one, identifying politicians who are worthy of our support and you know, sending a few bucks to them when we can. Number two, join the local Democratic Party. Show up at the meetings in person or virtually and do what you can there. And number three, look for an organization, an independent organization, you know, something like Indivisible or, Move to Amend. There's a bunch of DFA. There's a bunch of great organizations out there. Find one that you really resonate with. It might be an environmental group. It might be a women's rights group. And join them and support them and evangelize on behalf of them. Catherine, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break here with the third hour of our program. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that
Call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, a discussion on how progressives shouldn't just focus on a better election year message. They need a better year-round media structure.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The first death of a person from bird flu in the U.S., our Jennifer Kuiper reports.
Health officials in Louisiana say the person who died was over 65, had been in contact with sick and dead birds in a backyard flock, and had underlying medical problems. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The persons who are currently at highest risk for infection include people who work with dairy cattle, poultry, or wild birds, and they're generally younger and healthier than the Louisiana case who died.
The Louisiana Department of Health says it has not found any other human bird flu cases. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meantime, a new virus dubbed HMPV is surging in China, which has some worried about another pandemic. But health officials here say there is no reason to worry. One doctor tells CBS News that HMPV has actually been circulating for a while, so people